The three interfaith amigos are regular guests on KUOW. Imam Jamal Rahman, Rabbi Tad Falcon, and Pastor Dom McKenzie came together just after the Iraq War began. They wanted to find a way to discuss politics and faith, to use their religious convictions to forge a path to dialogue and eventually to peace. The amigos came to our studios earlier this week to talk about the subject of compassion and consciousness, but the unfolding events in Syria hijacked our conversation. I was asking them whether President Obama's original proposal to launch a military attack in retaliation for Syria's use of chemical weapons was the appropriate way forward on this issue. Rabbi Ted said violence was never an appropriate response to violence.
Not only doesn't it equal compassion, but it's not going to get us to peace. Violence will get us to control, but not to peace.
And to even maybe a temporary increase in self-esteem. But that's based on money or power, which is not what our traditions are calling for.
And the truth is really we cannot be nonviolent unless we have done the work on ourselves. For example, Gandhi would say, he said, there's one thing I do want to boast about, that I have reached a point in my life because of my spiritual practices where I really do not hate my enemy. He says it is possible to reach that point because I'm an ordinary man, he says, I have reached that stage.
So that means that, I can't remember, I think it's 538 members of Congress who sit and have that power to contemplate, go or stop. Each of us then, in thinking about that self-awareness, that's something each person must do for him or herself. And then there's the collective gathering of that awareness that leads to a community of compassion? Is that fair?
Ideally, that's what's happening. Unfortunately, in the political situation, every vote is predicated on will this support me in the next election? And that becomes the focus of our congressional leaders, even though, like many, if they were just dealing from issues of compassion, might vote very differently than they wind up voting.
And you know, it is a cliche, but it is so real that we cannot solve a problem at the level of the problem. We have to rise above it. We all know it, but it is very, very inconvenient.
You three came together in the aftermath of the beginning of one war in the Middle East. And I wonder, since I have you three at a table, if you can talk about how it felt to watch the possibility, that possibility still looms, of yet another violent conflict. I mean, how does that strike you, given the work that you've put in?
It's hardly surprising, unfortunately. I mean, I think we know that what we're saying has been said by members of our traditions for thousands of years. But what's beginning to happen now, not just among the three of us, but among other groups in other parts of the country and the world, is that there is beginning to be cooperation where people are saying these things together, which we feel ultimately, maybe not in our lifetime, but ultimately will have a positive impact on the kind of cycle of violence that the world has been experiencing for these many thousands of years.
It's also important to know that statistically, violence is down in the world. It's very hard to kind of equate that with the kind of media attention to violence that we receive on a daily basis. But we are living in a significantly less violent world today than has been the case. And if we could only keep that in mind and support that and allow there to be a blossoming of less violence and a blossoming of more peaceful ways to deal with each other and with ourselves, I think it would be far more fruitful.
Just a last thought. As Don and Ted were talking, Jamal, a friend of mine pulled up her phone this weekend. We were talking about this subject, and she said, but did you hear this really great story? Sweden had announced that it was taking unlimited numbers of Syrian refugees. So to go back to that idea of a conscious awareness and sympathy for people in distress and doing something to help them, that would be a governmental compassionate act.
Yes. I mean, you know, individually, we can open up our hearts. And collectively, as a nation, we can open up our hearts. And the results can be magnificent.
It's as if a tipping point suddenly was reached that no one was expecting, everyone was hoping that would happen, and it came right after there seemed to be an agreement between Russia and the United States about something in Syria. And so, bang, suddenly we're in a different place.
So the earth can shift.
Yeah.
Yes.
We believe it.
Yeah.
We've been talking with the three interfaith amigos, Pastor Don McKenzie, Rabbi Ted Falcon, Imam Jamal Rachman. It's always a pleasure to talk with you three.
Thanks
for being here.
Thank you, Marcy.
Thanks, Marcy.
It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.